All three members of Vermont's congressional delegation say they will vote against a short-term funding bill if the plan doesn't maintain a balance between domestic and military spending and doesn't include an immigration reform proposal. The delegation says if the failure to pass a spending bill leads to a government shutdown this weekend, the Republicans will be to blame. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The members of the delegation say they don't want to shut down the federal government this weekend, but they say they can't vote for a short-term budget plan that fails to address several key issues. Senator Patrick Leahy is the leading Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee. He says the onus to pass a responsible budget bill rests solely on the Republicans because they control both houses of Congress.
They could keep the government open or they can shut it down. They're the only ones that have the power to do that. It's going to look really foolish for them to try to blame Democrats.
One of the key issues for Leahy is keeping a bipartisan agreement that maintains parity for all domestic and military spending.
You can't say we'll build some exotic weapon system, but we won't do anything about kids who are dying of opioid poisoning here in the United States. Now, we're a big enough country, we can deal with both. I'm not going to vote for something that doesn't.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who is the ranking minority member on the Senate Budget Committee, agrees. Speaking on the Senate floor, Sanders said it's also critical to provide legal status for the so-called Dreamers. These are the children of undocumented workers who came to this country with their parents. About 800,000 of them registered for legal status under the Obama administration. This fall, President Trump announced plans to deport them.
Subjecting them to deportation, subjecting them to being taken away from their only country they have ever known and loved, is literally beyond comprehension and unspeakable.
Congressman Peter Welch sponsored a letter signed by 171 members of the House Democratic Caucus that urged Republican leaders to include a number of the Democrats' budget priorities in the short-term funding bill.
I want to keep the lights on, but will I abdicate my responsibility to have a, do what Vermont needs and what the country needs in the budget process and accept what are really damaging provisions? That I couldn't do.
Welch notes that this is the fourth time in a row that Republicans have proposed a short-term spending plan instead of passing an annual budget.
So it would be, in Vermont terms, like the town of Windsor passed a budget every 30 days. So how's the fire department going to plan its activities or the school department? And that's what we're inflicting on uncertainty on governmental functions down here.
Welch says House Speaker Paul Ryan has put himself in a very difficult position by insisting that any budget bill be able to pass the House with just Republican support. Welch says this means the conservative House Freedom Caucus can require the inclusion of policies that will ensure that no Democrat will vote for the bill. While this strategy might work in the House, Welch says it sets up a process in the Senate that is doomed to fail because Republicans in that chamber need some Democratic votes to pass a bill. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.